This is Rich Jones, host of Jacksonville's Morning News, heard weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. Thanks for listening to our Jacksonville's Morning News podcast. If you haven't yet, subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and the Mark Kay Show. Don't forget, head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening. We just got an update on the investigation that continues on the north side following a train derailment on Jacksonville's north side. This is impacting traffic on Main Street. Southbound lanes of Main Street are closed from Baisden Road to Bush Drive. CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax reporter Elizabeth Pace live on scene. Multiple rail cars were involved in this derailment that happened, what, about 10 last night?
That's right. And with that new update that CSX gave us, they say that 8 rail cars were involved in this incident. And we saw pictures from JFRD's Twitter that really show some of them damaged, laying on the ground next to those train tracks. But since we've been out here this morning around 4:30 a.m., we've seen crews pull up 2 different rail cars off of the ground. And it appears as though they're reattaching them right now. We're sitting across the street from those. And this, there could be more, but it appears that they've pulled up most of these cars that were crashed right now. Now, again, we're still working to find out what exactly caused this derailment, but we do know that the rail cars were carrying ethanol in them. And so they had their crew out here to really secure the area, not only with the cars, but to make sure there's no hazardous material. They say the area is safe and there's no threat, but CSX told us that it could take up to a couple days to fully secure this area again.
CSX saying that there were no indications of any leaks at this time. What does traffic look like? I know Main Street, this is north of Jacksonville International Airport. A lot of people take southbound lanes of Main Street instead of I-95 and avoid the big traffic jams on 95, the 295 merger. What's it looking like there?
We don't see any traffic build up right now, but we have circled around this entire scene, and we see cars just making U-turns, trying to go around and avoid this area. For right now, it doesn't have too big a build up, but again, the morning rush is still starting to pick up in this area. The sun's coming out. So for right now, we have multiple police units out here trying to divert traffic as more traffic comes throughout this area.
We'll continue to keep up to date. Elizabeth Pace with Action News Jax live from the scene, and this is now within the 295 perimeter on Main Street. Baisden is just south of Eastport Road, if you know the area. So Baisden is the northernmost location where they're turning traffic around. We've been hearing from some people who are taking southbound Main Street, and they say the backups are starting right around the 295 interchange. So you'll want to turn around and continue to head south, maybe on I-95, and avoid the significant delays through the day probably today on southbound Main Street. But again, no injuries to report from the train derailment.